Good job today by all three phases. I thought it was excellent. Competition amongst throughout, and just very, very pleased with how today went.
How's Andre looking as he comes back?
He looks good. He looks good. I think he was the one that, last week we could see marked improvement by him, the way he could run, and then it really shows up this week. So our fingers are crossed on him. He keeps progressing like he is, but he going through all the drill work, all the team reps, looks pretty good.
How much of a boost is that if he's able to go Sunday and give you 20?
Well, I think it's good because it can we get another rusher on the field. That's good. And then also just to keep guys fresh, rotation-wise and especially so those guys on third down can really get going.
Assuming Cyprian, how's
looks good.
Progressing?
Yeah, looks very good.
Branch does go, do you have a ballpark as number of plays that you want to go with?
Yeah, hopefully they tell me that tonight. He looks pretty good in practice, so I don't know if we'll get to an exact count. I think you'll see those guys roll a little bit.
Marquise Lee apparently got some tests off-site. What's the latest with him?
Off-site? I don't know if it was, I think we just held them out today. I can tell you this with Marquise and Linder. We're in a situation where we're trying to do everything we can to get them to Sunday. That's basically what we're trying to do. And we just felt like both of them to hold them out today and see. Hopefully I know I can give you more tomorrow what their status is. I know we have a big meeting tonight and going through and see where they're at, what took place in the training room and we'll see. But I can just tell you going into it, the situation was let's keep them out of practice and see what we can do to try to get them ready for Sunday, at least health-wise.
And that's the point where they cannot practice all week and still be mentally
No, strong. I don't think so. I don't think, I think they need reps. I know Marquise hasn't gotten a lot of reps to this date, in practice, so that's a challenge in itself. But, I think right now, with him in his situation, we usually give him a set number of reps. He is a guy that we say this many of reps, and those are reps that he gets in practice. So even a more of a challenge for him, I would say.
What does the offense get as far as a boost when Jokel is able to be in there for him?
Well, I would say this. Sam Young, first of all, did a nice job, when he stepped in for him. So, but I think versus the run, I think, as far as pass and run, Jokel gives us that. So I think his stability and what he brings to that offense line group, again, continuity is important, and they practice with him in there all during training camp, and to get him back is a good sign.
How is he coming along as a run blocker from before he got hurt?
Yeah, before he got hurt, I thought that was where he did some really good things. I think he's really improved in that area.
How are you dealing with this personally? The fans get all upset and have the fist books out.
Well, I think with this job, their criticism comes, and I think that you just know that. And the fans are passionate. And what I try to do, even like on Mondays after a game, is I think there's an obligation to be truthful and upfront and say, here's what took place, here's what I can tell you, and be very open and honest with them. And with that, criticism could follow. But that comes with the job. So I understand it. I take it as a sign that we have passionate fans, and we tell them, come along with this journey with us and be a part of it. And when you're part of it, there's challenges, and that's okay. I'm good with that.
So you just deal with it as part of the job description?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you split up the reps at right guard?
AJ went in there first today. We'll see how that went, but he started off today in there.
Has he made some progress?
Yes, he has. Yeah, now he played primarily on the left side, so the move to the right side. But, generally the right side is more power, the right side, the right guard. And that's really his skill set, too. So it's a pretty good match for him and his skill set. So we'll see how he progressed with it.
After Carolina, you said that week, that practice before the Miami game, that you really didn't have to say too much to the players. They did it amongst themselves. Do you sense the same thing this week?
I think it's pretty good. I was very pleased with how they came out. I think sometimes as a coach you feel like you want to say some things, though, to make sure. But they responded great. We've had a couple of good practices. So that part's not surprising to me. But I think that, it's important to give direction, and a message. Hey, this is how we're approaching it and how we're going about it. They've been great.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay. Thank you.